Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Wednesday, the Fed raised the interest rates for the fifth time this year by another 0.75 percentage point. Powell also warned America the red-hot inflation will be with us for years.
FOMC participants have marked down their projections for economic activity, with the median projection for real GDP growth standing at just 0.2% this year and 1.2% next year.
Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, agreed to be questioned by the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Separately, the committee announced its next hearing would be next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. After calling the Sandy Hook school shooting a hoax, talk show host Alex Jones is expected to make his first courtroom appearance and begin testifying Thursday, as he and his lawyer try to limit damages he must pay to families who lost loved ones in the massacre. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation is reporting 230 whales were found washed up on Tasmania's west coast early Wednesday, and only 35 remained alive as waves took their toll on the animals. This is the second mass whale stranding in 2 days. President Biden declared the United Nations on Wednesday that Russia has shamelessly violated the core tenets of the international body with its war in Ukraine. He then asked nations around the globe to stand firm in backing the Ukrainian resistance. President Biden announced a major disaster declaration for Puerto Rico and ordered federal aid to assist with recovery efforts in areas affected by deadly Hurricane Fiona. At this hour, 1,033,000 homes on the island are without power. NASA's Artemis 1 rocket passed a critical fueling test Wednesday, potentially keeping it on track for a planned September 27th liftoff to lunar orbit in the unmanned mission. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Protests over the death of a woman in police custody in Iran last week intensified on Wednesday as unrest spread to dozens of cities. 22-year-old Mahsa Amini died after being arrested by Iran's morality police for allegedly violating a religious law requiring women to wear a headscarf. Iran has restricted internet access to its people since the unrest boiled over. Constitutional lawyer Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Wednesday said that New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James' lawsuit against President Trump is not a strong case and noted Ms. James campaigned on getting Trump.
This is not a strong case. Let me tell you why. Why haven't the banks sued him? They have just as good auditors, just as good ability to value them. Now, can't the bank go and do their own assessment? Why does the attorney general have to help one of the largest banks in the world do its due diligence and do its business?
Over 1,300 people have been detained for holding protests on Wednesday against Russian President Vladimir Putin's partial mobilization of reservists for the invasion of Ukraine. That's according to a human rights organization that monitors political persecution in Russia. The James Webb Space Telescope, checking out our home solar system, captured an image of Neptune and its delicate dusty rings in detail not seen in decades. Yep, Neptune has rings too. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now. Hey, Roy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Well, this was the wrap of the week of, the funeral for Queen Elizabeth II, as heavy as it was on our hearts, it was refreshing to kind of give us a little bit of a pause from the Beltway madness. But it's back.
Well, you make a good point on the Queen's funeral. I just finished writing a piece about it, and I call myself a committed Anglophile, and I tuned in from about 4 in the morning Eastern until probably noon Eastern. I watched about 8 hours. This thing. I found it absolutely riveting, absolutely beautiful. My high-definition TVs never looked better. And I found myself going from dry-eyed to moist-eyed to tears running down my cheeks, eventually bawling like a baby and blowing my nose into Kleenex after Kleenex after Kleenex. And I talked to a few Americans about this. Why this tremendous emotional response to the loss of Queen Elizabeth over here? After all, we kicked the British out in 1776, and we've been friends with them, but, she's certainly not our leader. She was around for so long, 70 years. Through the lives of almost all of us, and she was 96. I thought she'd live to be 110. Her mom lived to be 101. And to lose someone who's always been there is, I think, painful by itself, and also because of all the good work she did and all the goodwill she developed. She referred to her grandfather, George V, as Grandpa England. And I think through all of her years here doing what she did, she basically became Grandma Earth. So I think the tears were running over the sad departure of Grandma Earth, and that's why we had quite the reaction over here that we did.
Did you resent as much as I did, how the media was trying to pick a fight between Meghan and Harry and, the Prince and Princess of Wales? I just that just bothered me. I mean, it's just like, well, what are you trying to do here in the midst of this sensitive time? How insensitive and how common. Let's just say it was common.
No question about it. Harry and Meghan have done their part to irritate and separate themselves from the rest of the royal family, and I wish they hadn't done that. But small things like, I guess Meghan wanted to take a bouquet of flowers over to the fence at Buckingham Palace, or maybe it was Windsor Castle. And apparently one of the royal aides came over to pick it up and do it for her, and that was seen as a snub, and they were putting her in her place, and how dare she try to take a picture of her next to the fence, and on and on and on and on. And it might have been just like, maybe the procedure is you take the staff take the flowers and put them in the pile. I don't know. But anyway, that was turned into a big brouhaha for a whole afternoon or a whole day. And I think, as you say, probably made up either out of whole cloth, or, you know, if it happened to be any minor infraction, it should have been treated as such or not even mentioned, rather than turned into yet another controversy.
Exactly. And I thought the king addressed it very appropriately in wishing them well and saying, look at their ambitions, have them living, on the other side of the water. I think he put it in something like that, in terms like that, and he wished them well. It wasn't like he flat out ignored them. Hey, after all, Harry is his son. You know, what's he going to do when he's got grandchildren there? You know, so, you know, it's got to be tough, you know, in front of the world to live out this kind of, you know, situation. I mean, families can be rather dynamic and challenging at times, you know, behind closed doors, much less in front of the entire world, right?
Yeah, can't they all just get along? You're absolutely right about that, and that's what really is something we should consider about this family, is that unlike others, as you say, who can go about their ups and downs quietly, these people live their lives every day under the spotlight all the time, and that their job is just to be seen constantly and always be present and in the center of things. Mm-hmm. And if they're getting along, that's not so tough. If they're not, it's even harder. And I think that going forward, I think King Charles III is trying to reset the table so they all can try to get along as best as possible. I hope that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle don't goof this whole thing up with this tell-all book and everything else. I mean, it's extraordinary that so many little girls have this dream of marrying princes, and her dream came true. And I think she should have left it at that and tried to get along with these people and all this. And instead, it's just been one complaint after another and all these, you know, all this hand-wringing and all that. Just sit back and try to enjoy it and be part of the royal family and have access to castles and these wonderful palaces and these fantastic events. And if she tries to be nice to these people, I think they'll be nice to her back. And if she makes a big stink about things, it'll only make things worse and unnecessarily so.
Yeah, I'm like you. Hopefully this book or maybe wisdom will prevail, and maybe Harry will say, you know, I don't need no stinking book, and sets it aside or whatever, because, I mean, there could be some landmines to deal with here. And
absolutely.
You know, look, may she rest in peace, and may her family be well, the Commonwealth do well under King Charles III. And, you know, that is our prayer, that in the midst of being human and living life and family dynamics, hey, look at it, which just goes to prove, even if you're royal, you still got those dynamics to deal with. They're universal, aren't they?
I associate myself with the Honorable Gentleman's Remarks.
Exactly. Let's talk border. Let's transition. President Biden, of course, gave us another wonderful perspective when he was asked about the border. And he's like, come on, it's not fair. You know, Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, it's not about the triangle anymore. I mean, it's like, well, wait a minute, where have you been? You know, that like the way you mentioned, as if Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua are a surprise, and we can't ask about the problems there at the border because, you know, these three new countries. But we've known for a long time it's been over 162 nations have come across the border. Even Bill Clinton referred to that as an invasion.
No, you're absolutely correct about this. And look, you know, here's a compromise. Okay, we will let in people from Nicaragua, Cuba, and Venezuela, so they will be we'll rescue them from communism, and we're going to send everybody else home. If Biden's willing to go along with that deal, I think every Republican in the country will take it, as will most Americans. But as you know, it's not just those three countries. It's, as you say, 162 countries. They're not coming in with any sort of procedure, any kind of process. They're just swimming across, marching across. We catch some of these people. A lot of these other people we don't catch. I think the known gotaways, I think is the last number I saw was about 900,000. Then we have the unknown gotaways, people who got away who we didn't even see get away. Some of them we see and we can't catch them. Off they go. Others we don't even see and they come in. And there's obviously no number of that. We can't calculate that number since we can't observe those people. And then we've got this extraordinary information that just came out, which is this fiscal year alone, we've had 78 people on the terrorist watch list who've been encountered on the border. When President Trump was in the White House, we had a grand total of 11 while he was in the White House. We had 15 in fiscal year 2021 and 78 this fiscal year with September's numbers ready to not yet included in those. So we're up 400%, 4x. Higher the number of people on the terrorist watch list who were caught throughout the entire Trump presidency. And these people are people who don't necessarily like us. They may want to hurt us. They may want to kill us. I hope we catch them before they do anything ugly. But the
exactly.
level of just complete shrug of the shoulders, I have people coming in here who we caught, who are on the list of people who want us dead, Who knows how many others might have gotten here who have not been caught.
Exactly.
The response from the White House isn't, oh, my God, let's batten down the hatches and close the border. The response is, you know, come on in, come on down, you know, soup's on.
Buenvenidos.
Mind-blowing.
Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online and founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch, continues with us. DeRoy, as you were saying, the number of people on the terror watch list, I mean, not to mention, as you say, there's so many others coming into the country. We don't know if they're friend or foe. Forget about COVID rules. I mean, all that stuff cast aside. And you sit there and go, what is Joe Biden trying to do to this country? And, you know, here we've got crime that's off the charts, and you have a president of the United States referring to half of the country, at least half the country, as being, you know, fascist and not even worthy to breathe the very air that the other 50%.
Semi-fascist. Yeah. Semi-fascist.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Semi-fascist. But what does that put into the minds of the people? I mean, this is the similar language that Putin used about the Ukrainians, that the Russians had to go there and save their fellow brother, brotherhood there because of the fascists that were controlling them, right?
No, absolutely. And boy, what a contrast between 2 years ago when Joe Biden was running for the White House and people were saying, oh, well, he's nice. He's a nice guy. He'll be such a sweetheart. Not like that mean, nasty orange man. Let's get him out and put the nice guy in. Well, it turns out the nice guy isn't so nice. I mean, you see his outbursts on television from time to time. But more important are the policies we see. You know, if you're a nice guy, you don't set up an immigration system so that something like 1,000 or 1,100 people either drown in the Rio Grande or dehydrate to death in the desert trying to break into this country since we're letting them come in. Then you've got people who are being subpoenaed and houses raided by the FBI, people who are Trump supporters. And these are not even people who have been or involved in breaking into the Capitol, kicking in the doors, et cetera. These are people, according to subpoena, this is something Tucker Carlson reported last week, who made claims that the Vice President of the United States or the President of the Senate during the Electoral College ceremony could reject slates of electors. Now, there's a pretty, you know, rigorous legal debate about whether the Vice President has or does not have that power. And I guess if you make that claim, you were to be subpoenaed by the DOJ and possibly have your house raided by the FBI. I mean, last I checked, this is a free country. Make any claim about the power of the Vice President you want. You know, if I want to claim right here that the Vice President of the United States has the power to set gasoline prices, and Kamala Harris either should be praised or condemned for what the level of the gas price is, you know, I can make that claim. Now, you can say I'm wrong, or somebody can debate me or back me up, and that's called free speech. But now, if you want to make this claim about the legal powers of the vice president when electoral college votes are opened, you get subpoenaed by DOJ. What on earth is that? That, to me, sounds like East Germany.
It is, yeah, without a doubt. Well, everything about this administration is East Germany. We're all being form-fitted into a specific socialistic agenda, and if you're a round peg in a square hole, well, then we've got another place for you. It's called solitary confinement until somehow you figure out how to square up your attitude so that you can fit appropriately in this wonderful dystopia that is being designed for us by Joe Biden et al.
Well, I guess once you learn to love Big Brother, they'll let you out of solitary confinement. Then he can join the rest of the huddled masses. Yeah, it's very scary. And you know, we heard Biden would be nice. We also heard Merrick Garland was a nice guy and a moderate and some middle of the road. And the DOJ and the FBI are completely politicized. They are increasingly totalitarian. We've got people having their cell phones taken. Congressman Scott Perry, I think is his name, from Pennsylvania. They just went up and FBI grabbed his cell phone. They grabbed the cell phone last week before of Mike Lindell, the man who runs the MyPillow company. Nobody accuses him of breaking any laws, breaking into the Capitol, anything like that. He happened to believe that there was fraud in 2020 and was promoting that idea, as I think, and many of us think that there were at least irregularities, if not outright fraud in the 2020 election. And so for that, the FBI showed up as he was pulling into a fast food place, stopped his car, demanded his cell phone. They also took the cell phone of Boris Epstein, who is one of Donald J. Trump's lawyers. So I guess the concept of attorney-client privilege is now dead. That's something that we've had as sacrosanct as going in and confessing to your priest for the last, 300-500 years, something like this. And I guess that's gone. So the very rapid erosion of freedom in this country and the advancement of tyranny and excessive government are truly, truly frightening, and we're not even halfway into the Biden presidency so far.
Exactly. I mean, look, we've got a midterm election that's absolutely critical, and if people want to save their country, not only do you register to vote, but you get out and vote. I've suggested don't go to the polling station alone. Take your neighbors with you. Make sure your vote counts, because I don't know how America can survive another 2 years of this democratic power, you know, stronghold that they have against us right now. They're absolutely destroying this great American idea, and it's going to be up to reasonable Americans, and I mean Americans, and it has nothing to do with a party. It has to do with an ideal. If you believe in the ideal of freedom and all that our Constitution enumerates, then look at, join the team. Get out there and vote, because we have to vote like there's no tomorrow, because you got to know the Democrats, for all that they got away with in 2020. You think they're not going to do it in this midterm election? You think they're not going to try to carry it forward in 2024? Look at, this is what cheaters do. Cheaters cheat, right? So what do you expect?
Yeah, birds fly, fish swim, and cheaters cheat. That's exactly correct. And boy, you know, keep talking about Election Day. People are voting, and they've been voting since Friday in Minnesota. Early voting started in Pennsylvania on Monday. So the Election Day has begun. Election quarter is what I call it. So the voting already is happening. And you've got a lot of Democrat candidates who refuse to debate. So you have people who are casting ballots early without having seen any debates and knowing whether the candidates make any sense, whether they're healthy enough to do their jobs, which is a wide open question in Pennsylvania with
Fetterman.
Guy Fetterman, who had a stroke. And we had also in Pennsylvania, this is something very interesting, that the America First Legal Foundation, which is run by Stephen Miller, former aide to Donald J. Trump, they had cameras on top of some of these drop boxes in Chester County, and they're suing over this. You're only allowed to drop off your own ballot. One ballot has to be yours, not your wife's, your husband's, or grandma's, or Uncle Ted's, or whatever. Your own ballot. Well, they've got cameras on these devices, and people are dropping off two ballots at a time, three ballots at a time, five ballots at a time. Now, these may be people just dropping off ballots for their relatives. Maybe they're not dishonest, but in case they're violating the law, maybe unwittingly, maybe deliberately, but the law says only drop off your own ballot. This is back in May during the primaries, and this needs to be cleaned up at once. These drop boxes are all over the place. Who knows who's dropping off which ballots where? The movie, the documentary 2,000 Mules explains what a complete catastrophe this was in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you, Bill, that if the cheaters can cheat, they will. And they will cut corners, play games, and these people have to be watched 24/7, 365. Don't turn your eyes away from them for a microsecond, because if you do, they will pull something funny. So, yes, you're right. Vote. Bring your friends, register people, knock on doors, make the phone calls, do the hard grassroots work to win conservative victories in November. And I also suggest actually voting at the polls, not dropping your ballot in the mailbox, or certainly handing it off to some vote harvester. Who knows if those people pull out the ballots which are voted quote-unquote wrong, or they could be honest people. They just screw up and they drop ballots, they lose them, whatever. The best way to have your vote counted is go to the polls on Election Day, drop your ballot into the ballot box yourself, and then you know the ballot will get counted. Other methods, will be counted, lost, or sabotaged.
About a minute left here, DeRoy. Many of us are still chuckling about what happened at Martha's Vineyard. Boy, I'll tell you, the personality of the Uber left came out loud and clear, right? So much for being a sanctuary city. Or maybe actually what Democrats do, they redefine the language anyway. So now we know sanctuary city has nothing to do with migrants. It's a sanctuary for those residents of Martha's Vineyard, not to immigrants.
It's a sanctuary for the residents to get in touch with their own feelings, I suppose, something like that. And boy, this thing could not have unfolded in a manner better equipped to display the complete narcissism and hypocrisy of these people. These 50, not 500, 5,000, just 50 illegal aliens got to Martha's Vineyard, and they said, oh, we don't have any room, we have a housing crisis. It is off-season. These people have nothing but open space at these mansions, the hotels, the beds and breakfast, etc. The people up in Canada, during 9/11, we had all these planes go up to, I think it was Halifax, if I'm not mistaken. They opened their homes, they opened their schools, they opened their dormitories, they housed 7,000 people who were not able to fly in because the skies were closed.
He's a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
You as well, Bill. Good to talk to you.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden announced a major disaster declaration for Puerto Rico and ordered federal aid to assist with recovery efforts. At this hour, 1,033,000 homes on the island are without power. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation is reporting 230 whales were found washed up on Tasmania's west coast early Wednesday, and only 35 remained alive. This is the second mass whale stranding in 2 days. Constitutional lawyer Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Wednesday said New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James' $250 million civil lawsuit against President Trump is not a strong case, and noted Ms. James campaigned on getting Trump.
Why haven't the banks sued him? They have just as good auditors, just as good ability to value them.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, how are you, sir?
Doing pretty well. Glad to be back on.
Hey, lots to talk about. But first of all, let's talk a little bit about the, if we might, the Don Lemon exchange on CNN the other night with a British royal expert, you know, breaking down the argument for reparations. Did you happen to catch that?
Yeah, I switch back and forth between CNN and Fox, all the news networks while I'm cooking and so on at night. I mean, I think CNN's mostly nonsense, but I did see that exchange. It was a funny exchange.
Mm-hmm. Funny in as much as that Don Lemon didn't know what to do. It's like he thought, well, all of a sudden he was going to just throw that out there. And like everything that happens on CNN, everybody just goes along to get along. But this royal had her facts, and Don Lemon was caught on his heels.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case. So people always say things like, I want to have an honest conversation about race. And one of my buddies who teaches in the criminal justice department at Kentucky State, an African-American man, will always, when people say that, respond with, well, let's start with talking about black crime. And he's a pro-black guy, but it's just the point is that if you want to have a dialogue about something, that's not going to consist of one guy yelling at the other guy about historical atrocities. Our ancestors all committed historical atrocities. Everyone's descended from the conquistadors or William Wallace's Scotsmen or the Indians that used to raid outlying American settlements. The Africans are sold by other Africans. And that's pretty much what the Britisher on Don Lemon said. I know if you want to talk about reparations, let's talk about the entirety of the slave trade. I mean, you had large African empires like Dahomey that were nearly as advanced as Europe in many ways. They were raiding into the primitive African interior. They were capturing these innocent people and were selling them as slaves. And in Britain, I mean, we had slave traders as well, but unlike the Africans, we also had an organized naval force that blockaded Africa, blockaded Eastern Europe, and that helped stop the slave trade. So, I mean, is Nigeria going to pay us reparations? What was the total benefit? This I thought was a really interesting question. She didn't phrase it quite this formally, but what was the total benefit of slavery to our economy? Britain didn't have the equivalent of the South. They didn't have a slave region. What was the total benefit of slavery to our economy, all the domestic slaves and so on, minus the cost of the, what was it, 2,000 British sailors that were killed during the anti-slavery campaign, minus the cost of doubling your number of ships? So we almost never talk about these race issues in this way. Like, sure, there were white atrocities against natives, say. There were also native atrocities against whites. In the treaty, we gave the tribes X amount of land, which they still hold. What's actually owed, if we're not talking about guilt here, if we're sort of doing business, what's actually owed? And so this European did that. And Don Lemon was absolutely shocked. I don't think he'd expected that, because he'd been talking with American white liberals for so long. I don't think he'd expected the sort of English conservative to say, well, yeah, I'm fully prepared to talk about the slave trade, but which part of the slave trade do you mean? Which slave trade do you mean? Because it's become taboo to ask that here. The world began in 1619.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and she said, let's start with the practical approach of let's go back and start with let's go back to the chain of events. You know, where did it all begin? And the thing is, that's just Britain. And you and I have discussed this before. When you come to America, you know, we're not talking about the 600,000 men and women during the Civil War that gave up their lives and, the life of an assassinated president here, you know, in order to free the slaves and to finally take that stand that was necessary to support what we said we believed in our U.S. Constitution, that all men are created equal. So there was the line in the sand, and look at the investment there, the deaths of 600,000 plus people.
I'd actually be interested in an academic analysis of this question as kind of one of the wonkier guests on the show.
I think that's a good point. I think you bring up an excellent point here. Go ahead.
That's absolutely correct. So, yeah, I mean, we lost, counting the Confederates as countrymen again, we lost about 620,000 people during the Civil War. We also went the equivalent of, it's about $1 trillion in debt in today's money, as I understand. This is the first national debt. It was, I think, $12 billion was the cost of the Civil War. And that's in, I mean, they were paying with gold back then. I mean, that's in $1,864, you know. Mm-hmm. Slavery was a substantial percentage of the Southern economy, but the Southern economy, slavery tends to make regions poorer. Like, it makes the slave masters really rich because they don't have to pay anyone working for them. But obviously, the slaves have a half or a third the net income, or whatever you want to call it, of free men. And the wages, when people use terms like poor white, the wages of free farmers and so on in slave areas are really dragged out. But anyway, blah, blah, blah. The whole point is, if you take that cost of, you know, almost 1 million people that were killed, $1 trillion, so on, that went into freeing the slaves, is there a debt to the descendants of the slaves? I mean, there were only about 4 million slaves in the USA at that time. So we lost about one American soldier for every 9 slaves that were freed. Something like that. So again, the point here isn't that there's not some argument from kind of serious African-American scholars. It's not that there's, you know, the conservative point isn't probably correct. It's that nobody really talks about the issue like this.
Yes.
We've kind of gotten into just this rote virtue signaling, like, of course, anything you want, ma'am. And that's where 1619 Kendi D'Angelo comes from. No one really mentions the guys in Union Blue anymore.
Right.
Right, exactly. Well, and, you know, and I appreciate you being able to, you know, discuss this, and even in a cursory level, but maybe this might be an opportunity brought on by this British royal expert, Hilary Fordwich, that could, you know, alter the approach here when we talk about this, because, you know, what are we doing? I mean, you know, I think there's some value, certainly, at looking at things historically, but, you know, are you looking historically so that you would be catapulted, that, and by catapulted, I mean advanced to another level, or are you being held back? And in a sense, you know, as Joe Biden says, I mean, he talks about being put in chains. It's almost a self-application of putting yourself in chains by, in, you know, going into a no-win debate here. Is that fair, or am I shortcutting this a little bit?
Yeah, well, I think when you talk about no-win debates, that's kind of what I'm saying about the when someone on the political left says, I want a conversation about race, they don't mean I want to discuss black crime, but also white veteran suicide and problems in the white community like ODs and then how we can all move together as countrymen. What they mean generally, and almost everyone would be willing to have that conversation. I've had conversations like that 100 times in locker rooms, on golf courses, in bars. That's how normal people talk. If you see a group of normal Americans on a construction site, it wouldn't be weird at all to see like an Italian guy, an Irishman, a Mexican guy, and a black guy eating lunch together.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes,
when people talk about this in kind of the MSNBC sense, what they mean is we want to hear kind of this recitation of sins of the country with people sort of nodding along. This doesn't tie into our core point, but there's a group that actually reached out to my partner, an upper middle class woman. But I mean, it's called Race to Dinner, where these people will come over to your house and sort of lecture you about the historical sins of white women while you cook them dinner.
Oh my God.
And I think it's a real thing. Google Race to Dinner for the ladies in the audience. I wouldn't advise you to do this. We were laughing when we looked at this. It costs about $2,500 per person, by the way.
Of course.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a huge grip with all this stuff. I mean, Dr. Kenny is a nice guy personally, but I mean, his foundation or whatever it is just received $10 million from like the predatory backers of Google and Twitter to talk about his version of racism. So I mean, when you ask why do people say this stuff that seems so directly targeted at kind of white liberal heartstrings, well, it's because they're getting paid to.
Of course.
Most people in the political debate on either side aren't doing it for free. But so yeah, the conversations are often not productive, and they're not really intended to be productive. I don't know if there's that much more to add there, but I do think it's refreshing. I'm trying to do this to some extent in my next book. I mean, I'm doing a Thomas Sowell style chapter on slavery. We now know things about Mesopotamia and so on that even the great man didn't know. But I mean, if you actually go back through slavery, slavery was one of the great...
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Dr. Riley after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I'll tell you, you can blame Dr. Wilfred Riley on this. I mean, he really opened up a bucket, I think a serious bucket that we need to talk about, you know, a little levity. But seriously speaking, you know, this issue of slavery after all these years, and understand that slavery has been part of the history of man, and not just what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, just a small piece of the slavery pie and the history of man here. But you would think that in this rich history of man, and certainly when it comes down to slavery, that we should draw some, I think, some intelligent conclusions from this. And I think, Dr. Riley, you've hit on some key points here.
Yeah, well, I think that what slavery has come to mean in the USA because of kind of the left-right political debate, because of the left-wing slant. I mean, they won on this one arena in sort of junior academia, prep school, that kind of thing, is the Atlantic slave trade between, I guess, 1619 and 1865. That's what almost every American would think of when you think of a slave. Mm-hmm. Like, for that matter, when you think of a posse or a lynch mob, which is one of the oldest things in the world, I mean, the Americans and Mexicans would frequently send posses back and forth across the border, targeted at one another, targeted at a child molester or a horse thief. But that's come to mean, you know, a black guy, maybe an Irishman strung up by a crowd in an American southern city. So we've gotten this incredibly specialized view of this for political reasons. I mean, the reality is, yeah, slavery stretched across all of history. This is not controversial. Bill Maher, of all people, said this the other day. The word slave comes from Slav, which almost literally means poor white. I mean, no offense to people of Slavic descent, but I mean, throughout most of history, that meant poor white Eastern European, someone from one of the Slavonic tribes. There were so many of those people sold into slavery that their name among black slave traders, white slave traders, so on, came to mean slave. Obviously, I mean, that's Russia. They've done great things since. But we can't forget that history. It's just that we sort of have. And, of course, slavery goes back into, we admire the city societies, but the ancient Greeks were all perverts, pedophiles, they were also slave traders. This is pre-Christianity. I mean, the Romans, the gladiator arena, people weren't voluntarily there fighting lions. All those people were slaves or prisoners. So, I mean, Christianity had a positive impact on this. Even Islam did in the beginning. But slavery itself has simply been a characteristic of human history. If you, black, white, or Chinese, if you lost a battle until about 1800, you'd very likely get a chance to work on your boat rowing skills for a very long time. And that's unfortunate, but that is, we need to recognize that the West's contribution to this, to some extent, of course, participated and so on, but was ending slavery. I mean, the British Navy, that kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right. And so here, instead of being in the 21st century, having, for all that we've invested in this, you know, the human costs, and you would think at the level of our intellect today, but because of politics, it has got us in a bucket of gum, and we're not promoting each other's highest. And you're exactly right, Will. I mean, you know, Judeo-Christian principles are what, you know, help lift us all and to respect the idea that, you know, every human being is a creation of God. In fact, last night I was able to view this new documentary about Mother Teresa. My gosh, I mean, you watch this movie, Will, and you think, wow, you know, this humble little woman and what she did in extending the love of God, you know, around the world, and her legacy is just, it's just awesome. And you can't come away from watching this documentary and think, gosh, what am I doing to heighten and respect, you know, humanity here? I mean, for her, it was like, okay, her calling, she believed that she got from God himself, was to go out and serve the poorest of the poor. And her ministry was that every person that she looked in the face of, it didn't matter if they were a political figure or somebody with, you know, leprosy, some less thans in India that had been tossed out in the street because the families couldn't care for them, disabled and that. And she loved each one as if she was looking into the face of Christ. I mean, You can't come away from this documentary and not have your perspective altered a bit.
Yeah, I think that a problem for human beings, especially the males, has been getting people to value each other. And I think Christianity historically has been one of the better systems at getting people to do this, the whole idea everyone's a child of God. Yes. I will say even missionaries are another group that's kind of fallen prey to this political take. Obviously, there was some good and some bad about missionary work. I mean, not everyone working in India was Mother Teresa. There were abuses going down the line. But religion and, to some extent, a lot of basic civilizational skills like farming came to a lot of very poor regions through people that were often there for religious reasons. And yes, I think generally the take on that in mainstream Western media now would be these are kooks. This is the farthest right branch of the church. These people are child molesters, that kind of thing. Again, I think there was some good and some bad, but that emphatically was not the view of missionaries of evangelicalism until pretty recently. So we've seen a very sharp shift in terms of how we view our own society in the very recent past. And I'd say that you'd probably go stronger than this, but I'd say that's mostly a negative.
That's because we live in a world that wants to invalidate everything, and we need to accept, first of all, yes, we're children of God. I believe this, but I also understand that we're fallen, that we're human, and that we're flawed. Nobody's perfect on this planet, okay? And it is Christianity. When you hold up that standard of Christianity and the standard of Jesus Christ, that really brings into focus how fallen we are and how much we do need somebody who can save us out of this big mess. And it's not going to be politics. It's not going to be any leader. It is not even going to be Mother Teresa, and she'd be the first to tell you that it's not her. Okay, but unless we search and understand who it is who will save us, then, you know, yes, we're going to continue on this journey of life. We're going to make our, you know, our share of mistakes because we are human and we're fallen. So it's really easy to pick on our humanity. But, you know, I think it's a little bit more challenging to say, wow, you know, let's start out with what God has put before us in terms of this opportunity. And how can we live to that highest ideal in the midst of living in a fallen world? That's the opportunity.
Yeah, I think that so my honest social science opinion on that, I mean, obviously I've. My own religious beliefs. I'm not a Hindu, you know, but I mean, my social science opinion on that is that people seem to need sort of any coherent philosophy that makes them believe in growth. So, I mean, Japan is Buddhist and they do a little better than us on the IQ score, the crime rates and so on. Christianity has, the way I would put that is traditionally in the West, Christianity and don't forget Judaism have been those pillars for us. And removing those pillars, it might be possible that Roman Stoicism or something would do about as well, but I don't think modern pop culture is trying to replace Christianity with warrior Stoicism. It seems to be trying to replace it with barbarism. And this is a good segue into back into the slavery conversation, though, because people are lazy, bad, sexually flawed, so on. But you just made a point. We're talking about this in religious or scientific terms. It's not really useful to criticize humanity, the Christian, or your humanity, the fact you have a body as well as a soul. The Christian take on this has always been that humans are born flawed and can be redeemed by God. And there are other takes. I mean, the scientific perception is we're natural predators, which is better than the only other option. But, I mean, you can't really usefully criticize that and say, well, what if humans were an entirely peaceful asexual species? That's not going to happen. What you need is something that's going to channel your ability for self-improvement. The term human potential is useful here. But that's the problem with slavery that you actually mentioned pretty much word for word during, like, the off-time segment. Slavery is a system, so is communism, that deprives people of their human potential.
Exactly.
If you are captured after a battle, remember the ancient Greeks and Persians when they were fighting used to capture philosophers and scholars from the other side and so on all the time. And they were just rowing boats, too, like everybody else.
Right.
I mean, so that's if you're do we have free will? Yes, of course. I think most Westerners would say that comes from perhaps a higher place than this world. But the reality is that free will is dependent on a civilized, probably capitalistic society. Which is an arrogant but important sentence, because if you are born on a slave plantation, you don't legitimately have free will.
Right.
You can choose to fight and die or be a slave. That's always been the historical choice. But you can't choose to be a lawyer. You know, like, your options are very limited. And that's why slavery historically has been unproductive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think ultimately when you think about, you talk about free will, I believe the highest calling that we have on this planetary plane here is freedom, is liberty. You know, that is what gets you out of the boat. That is what gets you out of the plantation and to be, you know, like the military term, you know, be the best you can be and be all that you can be. Wow, that's what I would want for my kids and my grandkids, Will. And for anybody for that matter, is for them to be able to exercise that elevated human expression.
I think you came up with one sentence. I mean, you came up with a great one sentence sort of moral code for humans. I think especially men, it's important to focus on this. Be all you can be physically, mentally, relationships. And even in slavery, even in Auschwitz, you can hold to that code. It's just going to be one, a hell of a lot harder, and two, you have a lot fewer options. You might be honorably dead, whereas in normal capitalist life, you can be a doctor.
Yes, exactly. Dr. Wilfred Riley, he's the professor of political science at Kentucky State University. Well, thanks for the conversation and the insight. Always special.
Always good talking to you.
You got it, pal. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS...